Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Brian, thank you very much. A European arrest warrant has been issued for Gerard Hutch, the man known as the Monk. It's in relation to the ongoing Garda investigation into the attack at the Regency Hotel shooting in 2016, during which David Byrne, a member of the Kinahan organised crime group, was killed. Nicola Tallant, investigations editor with the Sunday World, joins me now. Good morning, Nicola.
Morning, Claire.
So what is the latest on this news which emerged first this morning?
Well, the European arrest warrant has been issued. So basically, if the Monk, as we know him, is lifted in any country that signed up to that, he will be sent back here for trial in front of the Special Criminal Court. The warrant is not issued as part of just an investigation process. You know, it's not something that can be issued because perhaps the guards want to question somebody. It can only be issued and acted upon when there is to be an actual prosecution.
And what's the logistics of this arrest warrant then when it gets to this point, when it's officially issued? Is it just an alert that goes out across Europe, or how does it work?
Yeah, sometimes it's issued when the, you know, intelligence would suggest that somebody is in a particular country. Last year, somebody linked to the Kinahan mob was lifted on foot of a European arrest warrant in Turkey and returned to Ireland. The EU states all sign up to it, and it's basically a fast method of returning suspects for cases, for prosecutions in their own countries. Obviously, with Brexit and the UK system, it's a little bit complex there. So while they're still in agreement with law enforcement authorities in other countries, they have signed out of that because they're out of Europe. So I don't really know what that might entail if he was lifted in either the north or in England, perhaps just a slightly lengthier process.
Okay, and then just going back to the feud between the Hutches and the Kinahans, 18 lives lost in Ireland and in Spain. And when it comes to the Regency Hotel attack, no one has been convicted of any offence in relation to that, have they?
No, well, if you recall, there was an individual placed before the courts. A trial started, and the tragic death of a member of the Garda Síochána brought that to a halt. And then there was an nolle prosequi issued by the state in relation to that. So it's a very complex process going forward, I imagine, as regards this Regency Hotel investigation. But nonetheless, the DPP, the Director of Public Prosecutions, has clearly submitted that this trial could go ahead, or certainly this prosecution.
Nicola, thank you very much for that update. Nicola Tallant there.